round, round, get around, I get around, yeah. Get
good morning
around,
and welcome round, to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Well, we're in that November-December time frame. Everybody has such a great time around this time of the year. And I've got a very special guest on, and she's the tourism person for one of the most important counties in the Hudson Valley, Mary Kay Verba.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Yeah, congratulations. You guys just got a big award, too, recently.
We did. We've gotten some awards on our Facebook Live page and also on some of our digital marketing. So, you know, we're very happy. We've got a great team here that's working
fantastic.
Very hard to promote Dutchess County.
Oh, yeah. You guys are doing a great, great job. So keep up the good work. And, okay, I'm going to leave this open-ended. So why don't you ease me into what kind of things you want people to know about for this season?
Well, you know, there's so many opportunities this season to think local and to look for those special gifts, particularly starting at, you know, the great gift shops that we have at our historic sites. They decorate so well, and so when you go to see the decorations, make sure you take your shopping list along for the museum shops that we have at places like Locust Grove and Roosevelt and Statsburg and the Vanderbilt Mansion. They do such a great job.
They're doing tours too during that time frame, right?
Absolutely. Because all the sites right after the Thanksgiving are all decorated with their Christmas splendor, and they're open up to the community to come and look at them. Also, you know, with that, this is the time of craft fairs.
Mm, yes.
So lots and lots of craft fairs going on. The Dutchess Handmade Pop-Up Shop at Artsmith Hudson is now open. We're going to have the German Christmas Market hosted by Germania in Poughkeepsie.
Ooh.
And then,
do you have dates for those?
Yeah, that is November 16th.
Oh, boy.
At Germania of Poughkeepsie. It's Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4.
Uh-huh.
And so you can celebrate the German Christmas tradition and enjoy a quick lunch or dinner while shopping. So that's pretty special. Of course, we also have the 47th annual Dutchess Craft Fair at the Community College happening on November 24th and 25th. They have over 100 artists and vendors.
Wow.
So, you know, there's lots of opportunities there to get a special gift. Also, I think something that started last year and is going to be in the second year on December 15th will be the Mid-Hudson Civic Center is having a holiday craft fair where they'll be highlighting Hudson Valley artists, crafters, and local food product.
Mm.
So lots and lots of good food, good crafts, good craftspeople all throughout Dutchess and the Hudson Valley.
A lot of talented people that make things, and this is a great opportunity for them to, you know, really get out there. And to get a unique gift is kind of nice, too. That's a great thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the Civic Center is a huge, that's a huge event, probably, if they're using the Civic Center. There's a lot.
That is. You know, they have over a couple hundred vendors, I believe, that are going to be there throughout the day. And I would say 95% of them will all be from the local Dutchess Hudson Valley area.
Wow, that's fantastic. While we're on it, what about some of there's unique shops around your county? Like Sally Anders has the most incredible soap. She's right in Beacon. Places like that, too, we want to mention also.
Absolutely, because, I mean, you know, we've got the great villages of Beacon and Pauline and Millbrook and Rhinebeck and Red Hook. They all, you know, feature very unique artists with Hudson Beach glass. You know, you can go down there and blow your own ornaments. You know, it's a great family event to register now and take the children and the grandchildren there and sign up so you can blow a glass ornament. The River Winds Gallery, right next door, all Hudson Valley artists. And you can stop by for your own s'more that's made right on the main street of Beacon at the Marshmallow Company.
Oh, I never heard about that. Marshmallow Company?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they go in and they make all different flavors of marshmallows, and you can go in and get a s'more made for you. You don't need to stand around the campfire.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool. More good products, you know, if you're looking for different types of sodas and things that you can make for yourself, they're there. And there's just so many that for me to try and name them all.
How about Alps Chocolate? Alps is right.
Alps Chocolate is very good if you're in the southern part of the county. If you're in the northern part of the county, you want to go to Oliver Keto, one of the top 10 chocolatiers in the United States.
Where are they? What town is
in
that?
In Rhinebeck.
Oh, really?
Wow. They're right behind the Beekman Arms on West Market Street.
Okay.
So as you're walking around and getting ready to go to Sinterklaas and on December 1st up in Rhinebeck, then you can stop in and get some hot chocolate as you're walking around the streets and participating in the activities and the parade there.
Didn't they have a place that made really great cutlery up that way, too?
They have a good cutlery shop just north of Rhinebeck on Route 9 on the right-hand side of the road there.
Warren? Was it called Warren or something? Is that the one?
Warren Cuttery.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. That's really good stuff.
So, you know, for your Christmas shopping needs, for all your kitchen utensils and things, it's a wonderful place to go.
Oh, boy. And let's see. I just want to mention a couple of things about this Sally Anders, because my husband has very bad psoriasis, and they've got different soaps. I guess somebody in the family had very bad skin reactions, and the father researched and came up with this formula for a Castile soap, and you can't even get the stuff from Spain anymore. And he makes them, and there's different, like eucalyptus, and the different herbs that are in the things are for different, you can use them for different purposes. And my husband's having tremendous relief with the one for psoriasis, and I have a mother that we bought some with the eucalyptus. So these are really gems in the region. I mean, we're so fortunate to have companies like these.
Yeah, we are, and you know, there's Meriwether makes her soaps that shops up in Rhinebeck as well. You know, and because of the goat farms that we have and the local product that we have available, it really just continues to grow our craft industry.
Oh, fantastic. You guys have Christmas tree farms?
We do. You can go on to duchesstourism.com, and all our Christmas tree farms will be listed there, so you can come out and cut your own Christmas tree, stay overnight, stay in the area, attend one of the craft fairs, attend one of the Festival of Lights parades, and have a whole weekend outing.
Oh, that sounds great. These Festival of Light parades, now, are these a community thing, or how?
They are. They're community events, and, you know, they start Thanksgiving is early this year, so the first parade kicks off on Friday, November 23rd up in Millerton. On the 24th, you have parades in LaGrange, Pine Plains, and Wappingers Falls. The city of Poughkeepsie will have their parade on November 30th, along with the town of Millbrook, their parade in Arlington. You'll have events on December 1st, Pleasant Valley's December 1st, of course, Sinterklaas and Rhinebeck December 1st, Stamford December 1st, and Amenia on December 7th, and Fishkill on December 9th.
Wow.
So lots and lots of tree lighting opportunities.
Sounds good.
And if you don't make one of those, Kevin McCurdy has his Holiday Spirit Festival, which is 14 years holiday tradition at Bowdoin Park, where they have the Kevin McCurdy Village and the Holiday Spirit Festival there, where you can see it all decorated and spend some time.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And of course, when you're out and about, you want to go out and get a great meal. For the first time, I ate at Stefano's. And what an incredible Italian restaurant that I never knew was there. And they got a couple locations. I think one's, I don't know if it's Fishkill or Wappingers.
One's in Wappingers, right off of Route 9D as you go through Main Street. It's on the north end of town. And then, of course, the one in Fishkill. And right now, you know, we're in the middle of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week through the end of the week. So it's an opportunity to go out and try some of your best chefs that are around, and because the Culinary Institute is here, we have so many great chefs that fall in love with the area and just stay and open up a business.
Yeah, you've got a corner on the best restaurants, I tell you. You've got quite a bit. And, you know, a lot of people, too, they have family over for the holidays. You can book a place at the Culinary Institute. I mean, that's a really nice thing to do with your relatives.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have three restaurants, and then, you know, if you don't have time to sit down for a full meal, but you're looking for that holiday special dessert, you can go to the Apple Pie Bakery Cafe, and they have a lot of great decorated cakes and pies and specialty desserts that you can take out by the piece. So you can eat it there or get it to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, the from what you're seeing, if somebody wanted to come with a group, how would they what's the best way to interact with the county?
Well, you know, it depends what they want to do, but, you know, they certainly can call our office at 463-4000. We'll have our group specialist talk with them and help them line up a day or an overnight or a couple of days visiting the historic mansions and having a taste of good foods and perhaps maybe even going to see the nativity scene display at Marinopolis Luminosis in Hyde Park, which is over 200 nativity scenes from all around the world.
Wow.
And that's beginning on Friday, December 7th from 1 to 5. Very child-friendly place. And you can see how the nativity is viewed from all these different countries.
What's the name of that place that you said?
It's called Marinopolis Luminosis. It's in Hyde Park off of Cardinal Road.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of out in the country there, out by the courthouse and the police station. You take a left there and follow the road down, and it's a center for their community that is there, but a lot of the community members come from all over the world, so they have a really fantastic collection.
Are they the guys that make that those really healthful vinegars? There was some kind of
That's the brother that's out in LaGrange. He has his own monastery out there that that makes all of the vinegars and things that he has.
Okay. He had a couple of nativities. There was a room with nativities. I remember when I was there.
Right. Yeah. He did have a small set, but this is quite a larger collection.
Okay, that's great. I got to definitely look. That's on your calendar, in your event calendar?
Absolutely is. Yep.
Okay.
Starts November 7th.
Okay, got to definitely got to see that. That's a great place to bring religious ed classes, too, if somebody wants to bring a group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what other kinds of things should people know about that you think maybe they don't know or they forgot about?
Well, you know, I think our colleges are always a great place to look for entertainment. You have the Winter Song Fest at Bard College at the Fisher Center happening on December 15th. You have the Hudson Valley Philharmonic at the Bardavon on December 15th doing Handel's Messiah.
Oh, wow.
So there's the service lesson and carols at Vassar College on December 2nd. And also, you know, we have a great little dinner theater here in Dutchess County at the Clove Creek Dinner Theater in Fishkill, right off of Route 9 there. And they change their play every month. And, of course, this year for Christmas, starting the 29th of November, they're going to do the radio play Miracle on 34th Street.
Wow.
Which is always a favorite. And they have a culinary chef, so the meal is wonderful there. A Christmas Carol will be at Hudson Ribs and Fish by a group called Theater on the Road.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Beekman Arms is also doing a Christmas Carol by the same group. So there's day activities, there's evening activities, there's night activities, there's parades. It just goes on and on.
Boy, you got some great cultural stuff, too. This dinner theater, so that's a physical, like a bill. Is that in with one of the malls, or that's where
it's,
is it?
It's in the mall. It's down right where the movie theaters are and where Five Guys and Chipotle is.
Oh, right off 84, that is.
Right off 84 and Route 9.
Uh-huh.
Clove Creek Dinner Theater, look them up.
Okay.
And every month they have a different play with the dinner that happens, and they change their menu every time. So
you can
go back again and again.
Yeah, sounds great. Now, if somebody wants to see Santa Claus, any ideas?
Santa Claus is all around, and I think probably one of the fun places to see Santa Claus is on the walkway over the Hudson.
Oh, okay.
On November 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. You can join Santa Claus on the walkway and have your picture taken.
Wow.
So he'll be there. I'm sure Santa Claus will be at all the parades that are going on throughout the county. So he's going to have a very busy schedule coming up.
Oh, I bet you he will. That sounds really good. Oh, you got a lot going on. That's amazing. So, okay, what else you think about?
What else am I thinking about? Well, let's see. We mentioned the craft fairs. We got that going on, and the dinners and the holiday markets, and, of course, our art galleries are in full swing.
You got some museums over there too.
Like I mentioned, all the historic homes are decorated. The holiday house tours at Wilderstein, Statsburg, Locust Grove, Claremont, which is doing a child's Christmas this year, is their theme.
Okay.
Locust Grove will have a holiday house hunt for kids and family on December 2nd through the 16th. It's a holiday theme scavenger hunt through the historic mansions, which feature their lavish holiday decorations. And there may even be a sweet treat available, and look forward to a holiday performance by one of the local storytellers. You can have a Yuletide tea at Wilderstein Historic Site. Claremont is open with their Christmas, where you can enjoy the holiday decorations with docents available to tell you and answer your questions of what's going on in each of the rooms there.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our holiday, the Franklin Roosevelt home, Eleanor's home, the Vanderbilt mansion.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah,
they all have lots of activities happening.
Boy, it's almost too much to think about. How do you pick what you're doing? I guess you pick about, you know, how old you are and if there's kids involved, things like
that.
That's
right. Yeah, you know, you think about that more about what your interests are, you know, and, you know, if you want to go out for a hike, you know, the Hudson Valley Rail Trail, the Harlem Valley Rail Trail are a great place to go out. There's a couple of turkey trots that are happening
in
Ferncliff Forest on November 22nd as the annual 5K Ferncliff Forest Turkey Trot. Also at Arlington High School on November 22nd is the Mid-Hudson Roadrunners Club Turkey Trot, and then they'll also have their Columbus Holiday Run on December 1st at the Knights of Columbus Hall. So registration starts there. So when you eat all this food and have all this candy, you can go out and take a run, and you won't feel as guilty.
You work off those calories. Any wineries doing anything? You have some wineries over there.
We've got wineries. You know, they're open through the weekends and through the winter. Millbrook Winery, Clinton Vineyards, Malaya. So they're all there. And, of course, our craft beverages with our distilleries and our breweries. We have a brand-new brewery that just opened up on Cannon Street in Poughkeepsie at 40 Cannon. So they're producing some pretty quality beers. Hudson Valley Brewery down in Beacon. Beacon Distillery in Beacon is there. The Taconic Distillery out by Millbrook Winery. And then, you know, so many breweries, with Blue Collar Brewery and Kings Highway Cidery and Two-Way Brewery that's going on. And lots of spirits and spirit.
And you can, nice idea for gifts. You can give some new kind of, alcohol. Well, we get the wine and stuff for your dinners, and then you can have that as gifts also, which are kind of easy to do for guys.
They're nice and easy, and, you know, they always make good housewarming gifts, or if you're going over for a little bit of holiday cheer, it makes it great to pick up a local product. You know, a lot of people, we have to remember to think local and support our local businesses and our local wineries and spirits and our farmers. You know, a good holiday gift is a nice fruit basket or food basket made with some of our local cheeses from Sprout Creek Farm or our other cheese makers. So
yeah, that's a great idea, the cheese. And also, you're going to have dinner. You guys have some really great grass-fed beef locations over there. Maybe if you could mention a couple of them, because that's a great place to go get yourself a roast or something.
It is. You know, there's JSK out in the Dover-Pauling area is a great market where you can go out there and pick up many different cuts of meat, and it's all locally grass-fed. And not only that, but you have your chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And turkeys, you know, that are happening that you can pick up and order now so that they're ready and they have enough to go around because, you know, sometimes those places are so busy that you really need to order ahead if you are looking for something specific.
Is there a place somewhere on your website that would have these guys listed where if they wanted to?
Absolutely. You know, if you go to Dutchess Tourism and just go to our Farm Fresh pages, we have not only our farms there, but also, our Christmas tree farms, mm-hmm. our McEnroe's organic farms, our other farm markets that are available.
Yeah, you've got some economy over there. It really is a world of its own with, you know, you've got pretty much anything you need. It's amazing.
Well, you know, it's the unexpected, and that's what kind of makes Dutchess distinct from some other places. You know, we have 7 locations here that of things that you won't find anywhere else in the United States, whether it's from the only accredited zoo on a high school campus out of Trevor Zoo, whether it's the walkway over the Hudson, which is the longest linear park in the world, whether it's Eleanor Roosevelt's house, which is the only home dedicated to a first lady, whether it is FDR's museum, never a four-term president since FDR, and certainly with all the history that is there and what he was involved with over those 4 terms. You know, Dia Beacon, most incredible indoor art gallery of contemporary artists from the 60s and 70s, Richard Fisher Performing Arts Center that's designed by Frank Gehry, just, you know, a real contemporary designed facility that does great performances all through the year,
You've got it all. That's the nice thing too is you keep going back. You can go back and back and back, and you don't run out of things to do. So
don't run out of things to do, and then each of the places offers something different as well.
Yeah, I wanted to also bring up. I've got maybe 2 minutes left. Some places we've got listeners that would come and spend a weekend or spend a couple of days. Where's the best places to stay when you're going to stay over in the area?
Well, you know, again, it all depends what your taste is. You know, we have great inns like the Brinkerhoff Inn, which is where Lafayette stayed while he was recovering from his injury during the War of Independence. George Washington was there. Ben Franklin was there. They have wonderful made breakfasts, and they're in a location right there in Fishkill that makes it easy for them to get around. You have places like the Bikenhall House Bed and Breakfast. You've got the Inn and Spa. If you want a very relaxing weekend and a massage, and then go next door and have a great dinner at the kitchen sink, there's the Beekman Arms and Delamater Inn in Rhinebeck, which just made the historic hotels property list. So they're, you know, very happy about that, and it's a great place to stay overnight for the Sinterklaas celebration that goes on in Red Hook. You've got the Red Hook Inn and the Grand Duchess. And then, of course, you know, all our name hotels are super, like the Hyatt Place and the Courtyards and the Holiday Inns. And, you know, kind of all depends what your
geographically
taste is.
Geographically and what your taste is.
What and where you like to stay. You like something more cozy.
Yep.
You like something, you know, that you know what you're going to get and you know what the brand has to offer.
Yep.
A lot of people are comfortable with
and
that.
And if you're going to the Civic Center, you'd want to stay right there. You know,
in Poughkeepsie, at the Poughkeepsie Grand, have dinner down on Shadows on the Hudson, along the beautiful Hudson River, with bridge lit up at night, colored lights.
Shadows, a great place. That's somewhere people should definitely try if they haven't eaten there. That's another great. You got such great restaurants. It's amazing. So
the list keeps going on and on. I just have to tell people to go to DutchessTourism.com.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask. What's the best? And also give us a phone number for somebody who wants to come with a group so they can talk and plan out something.
463-4000.
463-4000. Okay. Mary Kay, thank you so much. You're a wealth of information, and I can't wait to come over and check out some of these places you got.
Well, let me know, and maybe we'll get together for a cup of coffee.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Have a great holiday, Mary Kay.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Well, that's a wrap for this week. I hope you take advantage of all that Dutchess County has to offer. Happy holiday, folks.